Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's Own Blog Talk Radio. It is March 20th, 2024, and I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California. Finally, it's starting to warm up. You'd almost think spring is in the air. And with it being spring, we want to spring into action. A lot of things have happened. I want to personally thank Marlies Funk for covering for me the last couple of weeks here on Blog Talk Radio Roundtable Wednesday, because I was over in Arlington, Texas at the manager's meeting and then traveling and on a little vacation, a ski vacation for the first time. And thank goodness for the Beamer, because my legs, I'd never experienced big slope downhill skiing before, and especially for 5 days. And using a lot of new muscle groups, the whole bit. And then also the elevation, our minimum on elevation that we were at the whole week was over 9,000 feet. And then we were up over 12,000 feet at the peak of the hills. And thank goodness for Beamer, because I was able to survive. It really was a great test on everything. Did I actually feel the elevation? Yeah, most definitely, but nowhere near like I would have if I did not have the Beamer. So just unbelievable. Great times, a lot of information to bring to you today. But first, we want to describe what is Roundtable Wednesday and how can we listen to the different recordings that we have set up for you with the different Blog Talk Radio programs. So with that, first, Roundtable Wednesday, this is your opportunity to ask questions, just like if we were sitting at a round table in a big room, asking questions and trying to resolve issues and or come up with solutions. This isn't a bitch session where you just moan and groan about something. This is something where we, as adults, will help determine and work out and develop solutions, because we are all a part of the Beamer family. And the last thing we want is someone just moaning and groaning about something. If that's the case, there's the door. I'm just going to put it very bluntly, because we all want to improve. We want to be better. We want to be able to change more lives. And this is how we go about doing it. So what we want to do today is first describe what is Roundtable Wednesday. I think I just covered that. And how do you get involved? Very simple. All you have to do is press the number one on your phone, and that brings you up on the queue for me. And then I'm able to call upon you, and we can go from there. Now, next up is, how do you listen to a blog talk program? Well, there's several different ways. The first one is by going to a website, and that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. Okay. Then on your phones, whether you have an Apple or if you have an Android phone, if you have an Apple phone, you're going to go to your app, And the app on there is free, and it's Podcasts, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. Once you click on that, all you need to do is hit the little search button. It looks like a little magnifying glass in the lower right-hand corner, and then type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. That's it. Then there's only one option that pops up. You click on it, and all the recorded Blog Talk radio programs are right there at your fingertips. You can listen to them any time of the day or night. They are there all for you, okay? So then if you have an Android phone, what you want to do is go to Podcast Player, Podcast Player for your Android phones. Once again, I don't have an Android, so I'm not sure what the individual little icons are on that app, but look for your search bar, type in the word Beamer, and everything pops up, and it's all right there for you. Okay, so we have that going on. Now, if you don't remember any of that, let's look at another option. Yeah, that's right. We've got another option for you. So what you want to do is go into your distributor library in your back office. Okay, so remember, folks, we have a lot of new people here. So I describe everything from the very get-go. So how do we get to our back office, or as we call our BBO? You go to back office. .beamer.services. That brings up your initial page, and then you type in the email that you used to log in with or sign up with, and then from there you enter the password that you designed when you signed on as a Beamer distributor. That brings you into your Beamer back office. Now, this is your landing area for all information to help get you started with your Beamer business. Now, if you're a brand new distributor and you're looking in there and I say, hey, check out your e-learning, this is one thing you definitely want to check. If you have a brand new distributor, make sure you have the e-learning already established on the far left side. And that is, let's see, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th item down on the left-hand side, it should say e-learning. They have had issues when brand new individuals have signed up and their back office gets established that has been left out, but it's a very simple fix. All you need to do is call customer support and they will automatically send a message to the IT department, the information technology department, and then they will click the switch or whatever it takes, and by that afternoon, you will have e-learning in your Beamer back office. So just something to check out when you've got a brand new distributor that you've signed on, make sure that you go through with them, and part of the orientation on onboarding somebody is to go through and make sure all of these items are prepared for them. As a brand new person, like for me, I had no idea what a back office was or anything like that. So we want to make sure we educate our people properly. Okay, now that I went down that rabbit hole, let's go back on how to establish and get going on Blog Talk. So what you want to do on the far left side is go to your distributor library. Distributor library, that's on the left-hand side. And when you click on distributor library, another little window there pops up. And then you will see access the team up calendar here. Now there's two items. It says Beamer team up calendar. And when you pass your cursor over it, nothing happens. However, when you pass the cursor over access the team up calendar here, then an orange line will pop up below it. You click on that and that brings up the calendar with everything that is going on within Beamer is all right there. Everything from academies to Zoom meetings, the whole bit. Now, all you need to do is pass your cursor over those individual items and a small window will pop up. However, to accentuate and bring up more information, then click on that and that will bring up all the information for you where it shows the web page for Blog Talk Radio, it shows the phone number, and it shows the times in which we are playing. Now, one thing I do notice is we do not have the apps on there for the phone. So I am going to be reaching out to corporate, and I've got to put that on my notes here, and make sure that that gets added so people can also look on their apps and do that. So I am making a notation right now, and I will tell you why I am doing that. So yours truly was one of 12 people that was selected to be on the advisory board committee for Beamer. So what's the advisory board committee? This is 12 individuals that are extremely active in the field and have proven themselves with Beamer. And so we've got a great blend of equine and human version and small operations to large operations. And we meet once a month with all of corporate. We're talking Karsten, sometimes Stephanie Gleim, Johnny Villasenor, Greg Fagan from accounting, Dr. Burka, Dr. Chad Beiler. The list goes on and on. Everybody in corporate is there. This is a melting pot, just like what we have right here on this show. And what we do is we bring up subject matter, things that we would like worked on. We do a, brain, can't even think of the term now, but anywhere where we're combining all our knowledge and we're thinking of possible solutions, and then we bring that to the forefront there with our corporate office individuals, and they are very honest, and they're very upfront, and they say, look, yes, we can look into this right away, or no, because of legal status, and this is one thing when I mentioned legal, reminded me too, that Michelle from Compliancy is also there, Drew from Product Support is there, so they're able to let us know what are the hurdles that they have to jump through to make something happen. And so we are all working together to develop different avenues of what can be done to solve the issues that we are all experiencing out in the field. So I just want to let you guys know that there is a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And why is this exciting? Well, I'm going to bring in a couple more little items really quick I want to share with you, is that people are waking up now in society. People are realizing that the old-fashioned medical way of got an ill, take a pill, going to our doctors, the whole bit, sometimes might not be the best thing. Now, I'm not saying don't go to your doctor. You have to do what you feel is right in your heart and follow that and do what you need to do. However, we are only as smart as what we've been educated to. And there are those, unfortunately, that received education that was false. And these things now are coming to the forefront, and we are seeing the results of that. Beamer is so far ahead of anything else out there that we are definitely the leader in health and wellness. And there are other items that are wonderful out there, but we are steps above anything else. Number two, what I want to bring up, and this will be a subject matter, and I see that we have a hand raised. I will get to you in just a moment there, 626. Okay. Another thing that is coming up is my friend and group leader, Roger Fouch, who's out at the Mesa Market in Phoenix, Arizona. He had two different people. He has he works on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at a market in Mesa. It's an open-air type of market, and he's there every weekend. Well, he had two different people come up to him here this last weekend. That one had seen him over a year and a half ago. Another one was just a stranger, and they had come in mentioning that they had been looking and trying to find somebody who could sell them a Beamer. Now, one individual their aunt had gone online and had filled out the request to have somebody contact them, and nobody did on answering their questions in regards to Beamer. And so the niece of this individual had then come in to Roger's booth, made contact with him, and he was able to give them his information. They contacted him, and he made two separate sales this weekend, just of people off the street that were looking to find somebody that sells Beamers. Now, think about this. If you are not getting out there and gently and kindly sharing with people that you are a Beamer distributor and you can help answer their questions, imagine the sales that are going to be flying right by you and going to somebody else. This is the evolution that is occurring right now. People are looking to find people that sell Beamers because they've heard about it and they want a Beamer in their life. So if we are not out there sharing that we know and have the knowledge to be able to share this, somebody else is going to get that sale. So think about that. And what we'll be dealing to, 626, I'm going to get to you here once again in just a moment. But we want to go over today possibly then, how do we get out there? How do we share this? All right, so I am going to call on 626. You've been so patiently waiting. 626-390, you're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. This is Melanie. I'm actually in Vail, Colorado. I did not push one at all. I don't know how I got in the queue. I just am listening. But I'm happy to offer a couple of tidbits that are on my mind about Beamer. And I think just coming off of the managers meeting and connecting with so many Beamer people who really love what it does, it just energizes us. So I just wanted to maybe share how important it is to connect with the people who you have shared Beamers with, and whether it's been somebody who signed up to be a Beamer rep or an IBD, if we want to call it that, or if it's somebody who you have sold a Beamer to or helped them get one into their lives. I think it's also important that we reconnect with those people and continue to share, because sometimes we do this and then we kind of forget that we have helped them get a Beamer into their life. And so that is my personal goal, is to go back to these people and make sure they're using it correctly. And I am not huge about getting referrals from old customers, but I know that, you know, people say that's one of their greatest resources, but that's not my drive really to go back to them. It's just to make sure that everyone who has a Beamer in their life remembers how to use it correctly. And when we were at the managers meeting, talking with Dr. Burka and Dr. Beiler, it's, and maybe all of you already understood this, but it just really honed into me how our Beamer signal works. And Dr. Burka was showing us the slides about the different waves. So our brain waves have different alpha, and he specifically was talking about alpha and gamma. And our gamma waves are greater than 25 hertz. Well, we know that the Beamer goes between 10 and 30 hertz, right? And the gamma waves are our alertness, our awakeness. And the alpha waves are between 8 and 12 hertz. Well, guess what? The lower reading on our hertz for the Beamer signal is 10 hertz, which is more rest and recovery. So when we're having that Beamer on us and it's going between 10 and 30 and 10 and 30, and then we have the plus signal, we're really helping our blood vessels stay toned. And we hear Dr. Burka talk in his Wellness Wednesdays about resiliency and staying toned and in the flow. So I kind of liken all of that to driving our cars. When we're driving our cars and we're going through the city, we use more gas because, you know, it's speeding up, it's slowing down, speeding up, slowing down, and fuel is needing to be drawn into our vehicles to work. Our bodies are the same. As we don't want it, our vessels to stay as one diluted vessel, whether it's clogged with, you know, atherosclerosis, meaning it's got some fatty tissue, or arteriosclerosis, which is hardening, we need them to be resilient, where they're moving. Well, guess what our Beamer signal is doing? Between that 10 and 30 hertz, it's helping us go from alert to a readiness, to a recovery. It's going back and forth. And then when we go on that new special mode, which is just 10 hertz, we're really putting the brakes on. We're letting our body go without the 30 hertz, just at the 10 hertz, at that recovery. So athletes, we talk about getting them into the zone, or any of us, you're just pushing the brakes. Because remember, when we're stressed, when we're busy, when we're worried, when we're not sleeping, our bodies are producing cortisol. Our adrenal glands don't know what distress is, but our reaction in our bodies is to produce cortisol. Well, cortisol is a steroid. What do steroids do? They make our blood vessels get smaller in diameter. And guess what? With those 75,000 miles of blood vessels, and I just generalize and say 3/4 of them are the small ones, when those teeny tiny ones get more steroids with them or in around them, they're going to get even smaller. And if we don't have this good tone going, then I say, you know, it's, the blood vessels are just going to bifurcate, or mean find a new pathway and not perfuse those tiny tissues that need to have the waste, you know, the carbon dioxide taken out, oxygen in. That's how we function. Our bodies are so resilient if we help others and ourselves to understand what this technology really does. That is a game changer. That is, I mean, it doesn't matter if people are old or young. People have issues going on. Right now I have a young 30-year-old who literally was, you know, it was, I have to be compliant, but he had some sensation and motor control issues, and he's a young athlete. But because there was lack of blood flow to his calves due to an injury, he had profound weakness setting on and sensation issues. And he just returned his rental after 8 weeks. He said, all of that is gone. I'm going to go without it for a week now and see if it returns. But he said, and we just had this conversation. I said, that better blood flow has helped. But remember, if you have an injury, sometimes it needs more than just 2 months to say, okay, now I'm good. So anyway, that's kind of on my mind, is just talking about what this technology does. Everybody has an issue or a story or something where they're working to improve. So yes, go back to the people, make sure that we've shared Beamer with them, that they still are using it, that they know how to use it. So those are my thoughts, Greg.
No, that's great, Melanie. And I'm glad that you brought all of that up, because that's actually on my list of things to do right now, is reach out to my previous sales as well as to my first line people and start to bring them all up to speed on what's going on in Beamer, because it's so easy for us to fall in to the little four walls that we live in our homes, and we get into our lives and we don't realize that all these changes, this evolution that is occurring is happening outside our front door. And we can very simply invite it in just by letting people know, hey, just let you know that I got involved and I've been a distributor, or I'm glad I brought this up too, because Beamer just announced that we can actually have 3 different titles as a Beamer distributor. We can be a independent Beamer distributor, we can be an independent Beamer consultant, or an independent Beamer partner, because some of them are less aggressive when people hear them, because sometimes when people say distributor, they think, oh, sales and things like that. And one thing I'm going to bring up in the advisory board committee, and I'll get your opinion on this too, Melanie, that I have you here. I really think that if we use the word consultant, that should be at the manager level, group leader and above, because these are individuals that have shown efficiency on sharing the Beamer, and they have that educational level to where they can really truly be a consultant. And then otherwise, juniors and seniors can be distributors or partners. What are your thoughts about that? I just want to run it by you.
Well, my thoughts would be is if you've attended an academy, then you should be considered a consultant, right? If you have gone through the proper training and understand then we would be somebody that could be consulted on it, because that kind of gives us that qualification. And I use the term rep, and I think I got that from a couple of other people. At first, I always called everybody a distributor, and I just heard another manager say, I just don't like that term. So he said, I represent Beamer. So I guess I did see that email where it says, you know, we are partners or consultants, you know, independent Beamer partners or consultants. So again, that's different terminology that I don't usually use. I personally just like to say I represent Beamer, and I'm passionate about what it does. So, you know, consultant, I would just say if we consider ourselves a consultant, then we better be educated so that we can actually be somebody who could consult at a compliant level.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing, and I will definitely bring that up in the advisory board committee. We have a meeting in a couple weeks, and I think that's really neat because it gives people kind of like a carrot to shoot for. It's like, well, I'm a distributor right now because I signed on as a distributor, but if I go to an academy, I've reached that next level of education. I can consider myself a consultant, and I think I think that's a really good point. See, everybody, this is why we do this. I'm learning from you guys. And so I'm curious, Melanie, because I just got back. I was staying in Keystone, and then we also went and skied over in Breckenridge. What part of Colorado are you in?
We're skiing Vail. We just got in last night, and my husband had a few calls, so I actually jumped on this call. And then we're going to ski here, and then we're going to head to Telluride and ski there for a few days.
Oh, good. I heard they got some good snow. We were there when that storm went through, so we had that fresh snow on the hillsides, and absolutely awesome. So, yeah, make sure you drink plenty of water, as you know, and continue beaming.
Hey, I have a question speaking about water. We talk sometimes about beamering the water.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I had a new IBD, who said, hey, Melanie, I saw this, that people do this. I don't really talk that much about it because there's nothing really printed about beamering water. What's your take on that, Greg?
Yeah, so this is considered off compliancy as such, folks, but because there are no studies that we have technically, but apparently it works on the hydrogen molecules, and it kind of makes the water like a wet water. For those that were in like the fire department, it's like acting as an extra hydrogen, I believe, molecule, and it makes the water more penetratable. So it penetrates easier. And that's why, like if a person, and once again, non-compliant, if a person were to beam wine, you can test it out. Yes, that's right, beaming wine. But anyway, it seems like it ages it. It makes it taste more smooth. So once again, folks, this is all non-compliant items, all right? But and because we do not have the studies to show one way or another, but yes, that's something I do. So honestly, Melanie, it's something we want to stay away from. Because this show is recorded, and we don't want it, people to take it as fact. So once again, and I have to repeat this is non-compliant to talk about this subject matter, and we do not have the medical studies to prove things one way or another. And that's why with Beamer, we want to stay on things that have only been proven through double-blind placebo-controlled studies.
Yeah, I guess that's why I asked, and I don't really talk about it, but because I brought that up on this call, just because I know that is kind of something that is done. Okay, appreciate that.
Yeah, and there are other modalities out there, other systems out there that have been proven to do that, and I believe they do have studies through photonic energy and different things like that, but that's outside of Beamer's doors, okay? It's not associated with Beamer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thanks for bringing that stuff up, too, and I'm glad that I got your opinion about that. Everybody, feel free, press number one on your phone. We would love to get your input on items, And Melanie, if you want, I'll leave you on here. You make a great co-host here because I am going to call on 831-760. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg and Melanie. Now it's Sibylla from Monterey, California.
Sibylla, hello.
Hi. I have a few things by now, so I just go backwards in time here, what you just said about consultant and partner and distributor and representative. I feel like you all should have just the choice to say how we feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's really kind of feel the resonance what the other person kind of would like to hear. So now knowing that I have so many options, I will personally just play with that. And I also feel like the academy thing that Melanie brought up is a great idea. Anyway, to have people be educated, but I would not feel that being on manager level would make me more of having a title than not, because it's, I find sharing Beamer is not so much about having a team, but really sharing Beamer and bringing Beamers into people's lives. So that would be more of a differentiation for me, that people are more fluid in explaining what Beamer is and how it helps, and then coach people personally through the whole process of using Beamer and staying on it in the best way,
mm-hmm.
if possible.
Yeah, no, that's great that you bring that up, Sibylla. And I know that I'm adding a new system and changing my email. This is one thing too, folks, is if you still have Beamer email, start looking into a different email system, because Beamer is slowly getting away from the format of the Beamer email, because they were having issues with it where people were sending out emails and they weren't going through and different things there. So they're really trying to encourage people to go elsewhere. So what's that do? Well, think of it, if you have a business card and your email is on there, now you got to change your business cards out. And honestly, a person can buy 1,000 business cards now for like $35. So it's not that hard to do, and it's not that big of a bite, but depending on what items you have your advertisement on or anything like that, that might bring up some concerns for people. But yeah, then also if you go from independent Beamer distributor to consultant or to partner, then once again, you're wanting to change your titles on your business cards and things like mm-hmm. that. So these are just all things to take into account. But you know, for me, yeah, I've got plenty of my other old business cards, but I'm now changing my little QR code on there, and I'm changing my title and email. So if you do it, just plan it out properly, and then just make the one change, and you're good to go. So that's just something to bring up as well there.
Cool. Yeah, good. Thank you for updating on that email stuff. I did not know that. The other thing that came up, you said on these advisory boards, you kind of get kind of an immediate feedback, which route it will go. Yes, we can do something with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I had asked you to ask them if they could do something about the reminder emails to the person who is not paying the renewal fee for the distributorship.
Yes.
And make it more visible when we are in contact with them. We still don't know if when they say yes, that they really do renew, but that we as the mentor get an email if they really pay, so that I don't have to be a pest and call them constantly and say, have you paid? Have you paid? I don't do that.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Right. And
so was there any comments?
Yes, here was the issue once again, is originally things were going out to Beamer emails, and they realized that people weren't checking their Beamer emails, so then they automatically were attaching people's initial email that they signed up with, and they were duplicating and sending out those emails not only to their Beamer email, but also to their personal email. and to where then that would be notified. However, that might go into their spam or into their junk folder, and maybe the people are not seeing it. So outside of somebody receiving physically a phone call or a text message, then they're not going to be notified if they are not doing their due diligence to check this out. And yes, I've had several people that if I did not contact them, they were not aware. And that's why the company then has a secondary system where the group leaders, team managers, then are also receiving notifications. But then once again, we have to do our due diligence to be able to look and see if any individuals have come up. And in fact, today I received a couple. Normally they go out in the mornings. I've got a couple people that I need to reach out to again and contact and or leave a message on their phone. But there's only so much we can do. And I find out most of the people that let their distributorship go are those who have not been to an academy. And that's why it is so important for us to encourage, and right away on part of the onboarding process, when you're signing someone on as a distributor, mention that you will need to go to an academy to receive the benefits of working a booth or different things like that. We cannot say that it is mandatory as of yet, but this was discussed because apparently it is a legal issue in compliance where we cannot force somebody to go to an academy, but they are looking into this where, as an example, now this is just an example, that if somebody hasn't been to an academy within 6 months, that their account would be frozen. They would not be able to sell any units or anything like that. This is way it used to be several years ago. And so we're trying to get this reestablished because, let's face it, sometimes it takes a feather and other times it takes a ball bat for people to get involved. Now, there's some people that are like, well, the only reason I signed on to become a distributor is because I was going to buy some other items and I wanted to get a discount. Okay, you know, if that is the system or what they wanted, then more power to them. We treat them all wonderful, like Beamer, members of the Beamer family. And a lot of people, once they start getting out there, they realize that they're starting to share it with people. So that does occur too. Before I ramble on too much more here, I want to bring on 407-421. You are live on Blog Talk, and I'm going to leave you on too, Sabella, okay?
Hi there.
Hi, who are we speaking with today?
This is Denise Pasignano from Orlando. I have a question for you, Greg. You mentioned a few minutes ago that you have a QR code on your business card?
Yes.
And how does that work and what is that for? That sounds
interesting.
Okay,
so a QR code is very simple. You can go online, you can Google it, QR codes, and then you can, the QR code, all it does is it's a way for people to scan it and it'll take you directly to your replicated website.
Wow.
So instead of them sending it to jane.doe.beamergroup.com and going to your replicated website, all they have to do is scan that QR code. And then you can actually get it. You can blow it up. You can put it on the back of your clipboard when you're working an event and somebody goes, hey, yeah, can I just get some more information? Well, instead of passing out brochures that you keep spending money on, just say, yeah, hold up your clipboard and go, here, take a picture of this or use your phone and scan and you'll have my website right there.
So how can I get that?
Once again, go to Google and just mm-hmm. Google QR codes.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of companies out there that can do that, or talk to your upline. And maybe your upline has a resource or something to where they can get them for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it really handy. And see that QR code, that is something then if you, let's say, buy a banner, like a roll-up banner, our new systems that I think it's Cisco or something like that that the company is going with, to where we can design our own brochures and things like that, you'll be able to add that QR code right onto your banner as well. And then people can just go up, take a picture of it, and bang, it sends them right to your website.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Excellent, excellent. Okay, Melanie, I'm going to bring you back on. We were getting some side traffic. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Melanie, you're on.
Hey, talking about QR codes, I've done that before, Greg, and then I put it in a program of a girls' basketball program, and then the QR code went away after a month. So after we had submitted it, it didn't stay. So are you paying to keep your QR code? Or do you know of a free website where you can keep it and it doesn't go away? Because I've had the issue of them going away when I just go on Google and find one.
No, I would just check around. Once again, check with your upline. I go through a certain individual, but I don't want to advertise people on here or anything like that. Yeah, but but yeah, just shop around, and this is educational, so that way you can train. And I mean, every single person on your team should actually have a QR code so that they can put that in their brochures or what on their business cards and different things like that. Because gosh, let's face it, I didn't even know what a QR code is. It just stands for quick reference, is what it stands for. And how many restaurants do we go to now? And they don't even give you a physical menu. They just say, here, scan this QR code. It's on the tabletop.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Greg. I will reach out and see if I can find a little more. But anyway, I just have had issues where they don't stay.
Yep. No worries. Okay. No worries. I'll reach out to you later here.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
Yep. So we're just down to a couple minutes left, everybody. We've covered a lot of different topics. We did learn about what is compliant, what is not compliant. We are learning about new things that are coming about. Sevilla brought up some good items, information there. We talked about the advisory board committee. So let's wrap this all up as one nice little story, okay? Let's bring this book to the final chapter for today. The biggest thing is people are waking up. People are looking for alternatives for health. They are hearing about Beamer in one way, shape, or form. Many people do not know where to get a Beamer because they haven't heard of anybody that are selling them. So our goal should be, number one, developing ourselves to become a good independent Beamer distributor, consultant, or partner, whatever you wish to label yourself as. Educate yourself to the your back office. Go to the onboarding guide, Put that in your search bar under distributor library. Download it and read it. That's a very good item to go through, as well as your e-learning and your blueprint for foundational success. Make sure you get to an academy, because all the updated information is brought into academy. Make sure they update. And that's one thing that I did become now also at this manager's meeting, was I'm going to be one of your new academy directors. So I'm just a little fledgling out here learning the ropes, but all updated information is brought about there. So let's all help each other, educate, become better independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. Get the word out. Let people know what you do. you don't have to push it on them, but just let them know. And that way, when somebody comes along, they can direct them to you, and that might help increase some sales for you and help you build your business. It's going to happen, and it's only going to get busier and busier as new product lines come out. So with that, I'm coming down to the final few seconds. I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure you listen to Equine Thursday, our Testimonial Tuesdays. And everybody, everyone, please just beamer on and let's be the best we can be.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.